I understand that the soldiers in the IDF gain their strength from the people learning Torah and davening. But how can we decide not to fight in the army because many people, Hesder Yeshiva, for example, do both? And there will always be people learning Torah all over the world giving the soldiers strength. It seems unfair that we don't fight as well. Anonymous in Toronto. In order for an army to be successful, there are a lot of people who are involved but not fighting. People in communications, and people in the band and the kitchen, and so on. There also have to be people learning Torah who are exempt from being in the army because they have to be devoted totally to what they're doing. And just like a good soldier has to be devoted totally to what he's doing, a good spiritual soldier has to be devoted totally to what he's doing. And the more people learning Torah, the more substantial the aid is to those that are fighting. And the deeper that people are learning Torah also makes that aid more substantial. And therefore, the people who are learning Torah should do it full-time, and the people who are fighting the army should do that full-time, and then they are good partners, one with the other, to see that we are successful.